हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 7, नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट, टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ये चैव सात्विका भावं राजस्तामसच्चयेम मत एवैति तान् विद्धि नात्वाहं देशते मयीम्। ये चैव सात्विका भावा राजसा तामसा चयेम मत एवैति तान् विद्धि नात्वाहं देशते मयीम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Know that all states of being, by way of goodness, patience or ignorance, are manifested by my energy. I am in one sense everything, but I am independent. I am not under the modes of material nature, for they, on the contrary, are within me. Om Jnanadmirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam सक्षुरन मिलितम येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांतम स्वामिंगिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी भाषात देश तारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांतम राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रियम्। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण बाय द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण एंड द डिवोटीज, वी आर इन चैप्टर 7, नॉलेज ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 12। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेनिंग how he is the creator of everything, this material world and spiritual world, but still he is not affected in this material world. He is a completely independent. He is not at all under the control of the three modes of material nature. If you see the Supreme Lord, Krishna is having two energies. One is a spiritual energy and another one is a material energy. Spiritual worlds are all like Vaikuntha planet and Goloka Vrindavanam, and all those things are under concerned the spiritual planets. And the material world where we are living, this is 14 planetary systems. Like this way, there are several and millions of billions of universes are floating in the air. So these are all the material energy. So this material world is created as per the desire of the living entities. So there are three modes of material nature is there. This is the sattva, rajoguna and tamoguna. Generally the brahmanas will be under the modes of sattva guna, and satriyas will be in rajoguna, and the vaishyas will be rajoguna and tamoguna, and the sudras will be in tamoguna. So these are the three modes of material nature. Whatever created in this material world, everyone will comes under three modes of material nature only. So Srila Prabhupada explained in one of the lecture, and Krishna sometimes he kills the demons. He exactly act like a Kshatriya. The duty of the Kshatriya is to kill the demons. So when Kamsa, he is to send so many demons to Vrindavan. Krishna is just like a Kshatriya, he kill immediately. So when he is a killing, so we may think that he is an ordinary person. Just like when ordinary person he do some activities, then he will be affected. Just like, for example, when we enter inside the water, we will become wet. We cannot say, I will not be wet. So as soon as we enter in the water, we will become wet. Whatever the activities we perform, either we will be happy or we will be sad, somehow or other we will be get affected. But actually, the Supreme Lord, he is not at all affected. Even though he kills the demon and he don't get any sinful reaction, and he not at all get affected. He is always very, very blissful, Satchidananda Vigraha. He is not at all affected. So just like when we see we are driving a car, actually we are controlling the car, and the car is not controlling us. So similarly, even though this car is manufactured by us only, but still we are not under the control of the car. We are actually controlling the car. So similarly, the Krishna, he is the creator of this world, material world and spiritual world, and he is everything, but still, just like we are controlling the car is not controlling us. So similarly, Krishna is controlling everything. He is not at all affected by anything. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, avajananti mamuda manushim tanumashratam param bhava majananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. So when Krishna descended in this material world, and the person who are an ignorant, avajananti mamuda, muda means ignorant, these ignorant people, they think that Krishna also is like us, because Krishna is also having a two hand like us. Krishna also exactly, he is looking like a ordinary man, but he is not a ordinary man. Avajananti mamuda manushim tanumashritam. Hey Arjuna, I am actually descended in the form of the human being, and these ignorant people think that I am also same like an ordinary human being. In this way Krishna is telling. So when we even he is look like ordinary man, and his activities also look like a ordinary thing. He went to as a messenger. When there was a fighting between the Kauravas and the sons of Dhritarashtra and sons of the Pandavas, and the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they were actually, Krishna, he went there as a messenger. He's actually, messenger is not something hi-fi job actually. He's an ordinary job. When we see the king always, they send some messenger, like a postman. But Krishna is accepted that ordinary work. After going there, he was actually conveying the message. And he said, on behalf of Yudhishthira Maharaj, he put the proposal to all the assembled people, but they were rejected. Duryodhana, even he was actually trying to capture Krishna, but immediately he swooned Vishwarupa. Even though he is acting like a messenger, he actually went for peacemaking, you know, just like an ordinary man, ordinary messenger, he went there. But as soon as immediately he swooned Vishwarupa to everybody, hey Duryodhana, you are trying to capture me, you capture it, how you, let me see how you will capture it. So in this way he swooned the Vishwarupa to the people. Then actually he was driving a chariot to Arjuna. This is also like a low class job. Who will drive for, you know, like a driver job, nobody will appreciate. But Krishna, you can see how he is merciful. He is very, very merciful. He is not at all bothered how people are calling him, or not at all he is bothered, just like the son never bothered about the dog is barking. So he is not at all worried, because he wanted to please his devotee, Bhakta Vakshala. He is more satisfied than serving the devotee. So he is actually serving a chariot to Arjuna. So people may think that he is ordinary, but he is not ordinary. Even though he is driving, he is not ordinary. So another pastime, when Sudama Brahman, he came to the palace of Krishna in Dwaraka, and immediately he washed the feet of Brahmana. So that is just to teach the example to the people in general, and he was setting example. Krishna himself, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. For him, no rules, no regulation. He can be in everybody's worshipping, everybody worshipping Krishna. What is the necessity of Krishna is worshipping an ordinary Brahmana in this material world? It is not at all important. But still, Krishna, to teach a lesson to the people in general, he is setting example by following all the rules and regulation of this material world. So he was actually you know, feeling, the washing the feet of the Sudama Brahman, not only washing, he is actually sprinkling this water to his head. And not only that, Lakshmi Devi, the Rukmini Devi, and she also sprinkled, then actually Lakshmi Devi actually fanning. Lakshmi Devi is a very, very exalted position. But still, Krishna is washing the feet of a Brahmana and Rukmini Devi fanning this Brahmana. So in this way, when we think externally, it looks that Krishna is an ordinary man. He is not an ordinary man. So when we see in the pastime of our Lord Rama, when this Ravana kidnapped Mother Sita, and Rama was crying like anything. Hey Sita, hey Sita, where are you, where are you, where are you? This way, just like ordinary man, if ordinary man loses the wife, what will be the condition? So exactly Lord Rama was crying like anything. Hey Sita, how can I live without you? So in this way, he was crying like anything, madman. He was actually, when he is traveling in the forest, and he talking to all the tree, hey tree, hey creeper, did you see Mother Sita? Did you see my Sita? Did you see my Sita? So this way, he was actually crying like anything. But he is not an ordinary man. He is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is not at all affected by the three modes of material nature. Everything, sarvasya chaham pratisanna vishto mattasmade gyanam abhovanam cham aham sarvasya prabho mattasarvam pravartatim iti matva bhajante ma buddha baba samanvitah. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabho mattasarvam pravartate, everything emanating from me, the material world and the spiritual world. Even though Lord Rama is a crying like ordinary man, I know he did very wonderful, amazing activities. When he killed Ravana and he killed all the soldiers in the Sonde, you know, exalted activities. No human being could perform this kind of activities like a Lord Rama. Krishna immediately lifted Govardhana hill. Who can lift the, if Krishna is ordinary man, so how he will lift a Govardhana hill? So he cannot lift Govardhana hill. So even though externally looks like ordinary man, but he is not at all ordinary man. He is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we see, we think that he also like us, under the three modes of material nature, but not at all, he is unaffected by the three modes of material nature. Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice example how Krishna is fully independent. Just like the prison is created for this thief. So all the prisoners, they will be living in the thief, and they will be following all the rules and regulation of this jail. But at the same time, if the king of the country, he goes to the jail to see the people, how the people are there in the jail, so he is not at all affected. He is not at all, you know, he don't need to follow rules and regulation. Nobody can say, king, you are now inside the prison, you have to follow the rules and regulation of the prison. Who will say like this way? Nobody will say, and you have to follow the rules and regulation. But still the king, he will go on all the places and he will see how things are going on. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he appeared in this material world, but he is not belongs to this material world. He is a completely a spiritual person, and he belongs to them. He is a creator of this material world. He is a creator of the spiritual world. So similarly, Krishna is a Swarat. Swarat means he is a fully independent. He is a spiritual person. He is not a material person like us. So many people, many specifically the Mayavadi people and ordinary people, they think that, you know, Krishna also, you know, go through. Just like when we see in Ramayana, and the Hanumanji, he went to the Himalayas and he brought the medicine for Lakshmana and Lord Ram. Many people, they think that, you see, he is also taking a treatment like us. So the people, they think that he is also ordinary man. He is like exactly like us, but only thing, he is having little power. That's all. The people will say. But he is not at all like that way. As Krishna says in this shloka, he is a creator of the three modes of material nature, there's a material world and a spiritual world, and he is a fully independent and he is not under the control of material nature. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.